All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are live and rolling. Chair, the floor is yours.
Thank you so much. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the, which date are we on?
3/15.
March 15th. Sorry, I was looking at the staff report. It said March 10th, and I was thinking we're not on March 10th. The March 15th meeting of the Morro Bay Planning Commission, we have a full quorum of commissioners, and we will start the meeting right at 6 o'clock. And as always, we will begin with a moment of silence. Thank you. All right, moving on to planning commissioner announcements. Does anybody have any announcements this evening? Seeing none, just for the general community, and I did not jot down the dates, but they can be found on the website. Some of our tried and true events, the Kite Festival is coming back in April, and the car show is coming back in May. So it's kind of nice to see these things getting going again in the community. So everybody stay safe and healthy so we can keep that progress going. Do we have anybody waiting in the queue for public comment? This would be for items not on the agenda or for things that people cannot stay for. Highland, do you see anybody waiting?
Thank you, Chair. We have a raised hand from Betty Winholtz.
Terrific. Welcome, Betty.
Hi, it's Betty Winholtz. I'm calling in to ask if you could make an announcement about nesting season, that it began February 1st and runs through June. Someone has already tried to cut a tree down, and I think we need to alert the public to that, and then maybe it could also be put on the city's website.
Thanks, Betty. That's actually great information and a really good idea to get it on the website. We'll pass that along. Anybody else waiting for comment?
Thank you, Chair. We have a raised hand from Michael Wamble.
All right. Welcome, Michael.
Hello. Excuse me. Hello, Planning Commission. Hope you're having a great day. Michael Wamble here, Executive Director for Visit Morro Bay, the organization now that handles the tourism and marketing for the city of Morro Bay. We are a 501c nonprofit. The TBID is no longer under the city umbrella now. I would like to say thank you for your time today. I'm just going to jump on real quick. I know you guys are going to be discussing some logo items a little later today in your meeting. The TBID, I just want to give a little update. TBID, or for marketing reasons, will be updating our logo. And so as you look, go through this logo process and our catchphrase, I think it's number 5 and 6 on your logos that you're going to be looking at. Those pictures and that marketing catchphrase, Put Life on Coast, will be retired in the next month or so. We should have our new logos in the next month. It would be great on a placemaking side to consider utilizing some aspects of the tourism marketing, because that's where the tourists outside the area will see and where all of our marketing dollars will go. But as you go through this process, we're here to help in any capacity that we can. So I want to thank you for your time, and I have a great meeting.
Thanks so much, Michael. Appreciate your comments.
Appreciate y'all. Have a good one.
Thanks. All right, Highland, anybody else in the queue?
Thank you, Chair. I see no more raised hands in the queue.
All right, we will close public comment and move along to presentations. I have nothing listed on my agenda for that. So we will move on to the consent calendar, which consists of the current and advanced planning processing list and approval of minutes from December 21st and from January 18th. Do we have any discussion on any of those items? Seeing none, I suppose we could have opened a public comment. Do we have any public comment on our consent calendar?
Thank you, Chair. There is no public comment for the consent calendar.
Terrific. Public comment is closed. All right. Do we have a motion? Everybody's quiet. Basically, what all we need to do is approve the minutes. Joe?
I'll move that we accept the minutes.
Thank you.
Second, Mike.
Thanks, Mike. All right, we have a motion and a second. All in favor, raise your hand. Perfect. Right. All right, moving on to our public hearing, item B1. Site location is 1288 Berwick Drive in Morro Bay, and there's Nancy. Hi, Nancy. Nancy Hubbard will be presenting this.
Okay, I am going to share my screen. Okay, I'm getting a very odd connection. Let me try that again. All right, I'm trying one more time.
Look, it's...
Will it not start, Nancy?
It will not start.
I tell you what,
should I email it to you?
I have it open right now. I just got it out of the share drive. So how about I
okay.
share my screen, and then you can prompt me when to switch slides. How about that?
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Teamwork.
Okay. Let's see. Oops. Let's switch display settings. All right. Can everybody see it?
Yes. Perfect.
All right. Go, Nancy.
Okay. All right. This is a conditional use permit for an addition to an existing single family home at 1288 Berwick Drive. Next slide. Are you having trouble too? There we go. Okay, this is a photo from the SWCA historic report of the existing home. The slow records show that the house was built in 1961, was originally 896 square feet, later had an addition of 360 square feet. The garage was added with a Morro Bay City building permit in 1985 and was 400 square feet. And was approved for a reduced setback, 5 feet from the front property line because of the extreme slope on the site. The home was determined by SWCA not to meet the criteria for a historic resource for the purposes of CEQA. Next slide, please. Zoning and land use. The zoning is R1 S2, which provides reduced development standards to accommodate parcels with unique conditions that can benefit from special design criteria. The recently adopted general plan and coastal land use designation is for moderate density, which is about the same zoning as the current zoning, and the project is in compliance with the zoning and the land use designations. The project required a conditional use permit because of an existing non-conforming condition, the front setback of the garage, and a previous addition of 25% or more to the existing home. Next slide, please. City development standards. This is our standard table, which shows in the center column the standards of the zoning district and the special treatment overlay zone. And on the right, the proposed project, existing house with the addition. The the highlighted in red is the one non-conforming feature. The garage was built, approved to be 5 feet setback from the street, but it was built a little cattywampus. So it's a little short on one side and a little over on the other side, and clearly cost prohibitive to fix that. The proposed project does not increase any non-conforming condition on the property. Next slide, please. The project description. So this is a site plan. You can see that Burswick is on the left at the bottom. The blue squares are the addition. The yellow square is the covered entry. So the front of the house, they're adding 147 square feet to expand. I believe it's a dining room, living room. The adjacent to that, they're doing a small expansion of the covered entryway. And on the south side of the house, they're doing 120 square foot addition to the master bedroom on the south side. So it's a 267 square foot condition space increase, which is 21.8%. Next slide, please. Project elevation. So you can see the photo on the top left is before the additions, the photo simulation. The large photo on the right is after the additions are made. And then the front elevation shows with the red squares the two areas that are affected. And just as of note, it's a single level living space and a lower level garage, and they're keeping it that way. Next slide, please. So neighborhood compatibility, as you can see from the photograph, most homes, and I think most of this neighborhood was built in the 60s, are stair-stepped down the hillside, and they are built two-story to take advantage of the views. This home is a nice older home, which adds a nice variation to the street view with a lower profile, and it meets all the design requirements. Next slide, please. And that concludes the presentation, and the staff recommendation is for approval of the conditional use permit 21-18 pursuant to the findings and conditions of approval included in Planning Commission Resolution 03-22. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you, Scott, and thank you, Nancy. I'll go ahead with ex parte. I was looking at the site and I did get to meet Mrs. Baker and we had a nice chat about her property. Does anyone else have any ex parte communication to share at this point? And then also we had a question. Asia apparently lives in the neighborhood. She is in a rental, not a house that she owns. Is there any reason she needs to recuse herself from the conversation?
What is the, I don't have your address and I don't want you to give it out over the,
I'm about a block away, but not on the same street.
Depends how far away you are. If you want, you can email me the address and I can check it for you.
But if she has no financial interest, Scott, in the property, would she still have a conflict?
Typically, you wouldn't. I just want to see where it's at. Aspects of development can have impacts to adjoining properties, and I want to make sure there's none of that.
Scott, while you're looking, so is this based upon how many feet she lives from the property, or?
Yeah.
How do we do it by feet? Because we.
All I want to do is it sounds like there's probably not an issue because she does rent, but. Really just there, you can't have issues related to impacts like visually or something along those lines. I just want to make sure that if you are relatively close, then
I did receive the Planning Commission notice in the mail.
Okay. All right. Well, then you're within the radius.
So no voting.
Let's take a quick, yeah. Okay, there we go.
All right. So meanwhile, anybody have any questions for staff? No questions? All right. Then we will open this for public comment. Hyland, do we have anybody for public comment on this item?
Thank you, Chair. We have no raised hands in the queue.
All right. Back to, we will close public comment. Back to the commission. Any discussion on this project?
I think it was a very clear presentation by Nancy, and I'm proposed to make a motion as soon as everyone's ready.
Okay. Anybody else have any comments? Joe, anything from you? No? Mike?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, Susan, that I think that the applicant did a really good job. You know, we did have that one setback issue, but it looks like they really did a good job in building around that setback issue and making it in conformity with everything else. So I thought that was really good.
I agree. Yeah. I like this project. I actually think it looks even better with the new roof line, and I think it's going to be just charming. Mm-hmm. So, Bill, if you would like to go ahead with your motion, unless anybody else has any other comments? No? Okay.
I like the project, too, and I'd like to make the motion to support staff's recommendation of approval.
And I would second that.
Pardon me, I was looking at the map. Was there, did you open it up for public comment?
Yes, we did.
Okay, sorry. Sorry, I missed that.
It's okay.
Okay.
So I would second that, Susan. I would second the motion.
Terrific. So we have a motion and a second. Any other discussion? All right. Nancy, would you like to have the honors?
Yes, ma'am. Commissioner Ingrafia.
Yes.
Commissioner Rodriguez.
Yes.
Commissioner King.
Should I just say present or I'll recuse myself?
I would say you should recuse.
Okay, I'll recuse.
Okay. And Vice Chair Roshan?
Yes.
And Chair Stewart?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Oh, and I did want to say, as always, I really do enjoy the historic reports, especially these ones we get from Paula Carr. So well done. All right, moving on. We have no new business. We do have some unfinished business, which is our review of the Harborwalk logo design. Scott, do you want to present that?
I'm sure. So this was, part of the waterfront design discussions that the Planning Commission had, as well as the memo that was created. And there was some desire among the commission to sort of perhaps come up with a logo or something along those lines that we could use to place on tables, maybe umbrellas, things like that, that are in the public space. And we came up with some ideas, the majority of which, at least the first few of them, are sort of based on Coastal Commission requirement for their public access signs, the feet and the wave. We brought them forward to see what you thought about it. You heard from Michael Wumbolt, from Morro Bay Tourism, that they are, looking through or into revising the logo that they previously used. And so that logo is really the picture in the center of number 5 and 6. And really, these things were just used for sort of illustrative purposes of options that we might have for logos that could be used that were simple. And so really, I just turned it over to the Planning Commission to have a discussion about it. I think also based on what Michael said is, they'd be maybe interested in if they come up with a real actual logo that we might want to consider something, using aspects of that in something along these lines as well, which isn't a bad idea. Would imagine we wouldn't want to use any sort of tagline or anything that goes with it. That would be weird, but certainly potentially would they come up with a logo, that could be something that the commission may want to consider as well, sort of tie everything together. So I will leave my comments at that and happy to answer questions if you have any.
Great, Scott. Thank you. I'll just open it up by saying that I did contact a member of the TBID board because knowing that they had a reorganization of, with staff and all, I know in the past that always means a change of logos and a change of taglines. And I had this suspicion that that might be coming, and sure enough, it was. Just in looking at options 5 and 6, I thought, we better get ahead of that and make sure, we don't all get excited about those two and say, yes, let's put that on everything. And then it turns out it's going away. I do still think it's worth having this discussion about these logos and thinking about what it is we're trying to do to both identify these areas as public use areas in terms of the city, but also in terms of their adjacency to the coastal access areas. I would be in favor of using, for me, I like number 4, the Coastal Commission's coastal access logo. So whether we use that or we use some combination, but that is something that they have had going for, I think, about 10 years, the little wave with the footprints. So it is really becoming recognizable and consistent as a coastal access sign and a public access sign. So I'll just throw that out there. I know, having been in the city for a while and way back when being on the original Morro Bay Promotions Committee before we had a TBID, the Morro Bay logos change. So in some ways it's nice, especially if we're putting money into it as the business community or as the city, to have something that could be a little more bulletproof in terms of the changes that happen. But that's just my thoughts on it. So anybody else have any responses to these images? Bill.
Thanks, Susan. I like a lot the 3 and 4. Mm-hmm. And for what it's worth, being a modern architect, I like the simplicity of 3. Mm-hmm. And I think that color would read well in a large graphic. I like it without the ring, somehow it looks a little better, just simple, but the footprints, footprint and waves is nice. I like it a lot. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Joe, have you got any thoughts?
I don't really have strong feelings one way or the other. I was thinking that with respect to the footprint, since the Embarcadero has very little in the way of, beach property, that maybe we should do something other than a footprint that seems to indicate sand and beach, but I don't really have much of an opinion.
Yeah. Okay. Asia?
Yeah, so the footprints are the official, the wave is the official coastal access. And then that light blue, that is the color of the coastal access signs as well, right?
It's similar, yeah. I mean, we chose it because we when we have projects that are approved on the waterfront, they're required to have public access signs that include this. And so that's why we wanted to put it in a couple of the options for you, because it does sort of tie in with the required public access signage. It's not necessarily that you have to choose that. I also, like Commissioner Ingrafia, thought, I don't really have the whole, beach and wave thing in the harbor, but still it's public access and sort of it's a representative of that. And like Chair Stewart said, this is the sort of public access, sign, logo, icon that Coastal's been using for many years now. And so people might recognize it if they see it in other locations as well. And maybe it resonates a little bit more than something else you might come up with. I don't know. That was sort of our internal conversation on it, if that's worth anything.
Yeah, I think that's really valuable. The other thing I was thinking was this is just can be done in one color, with or with two colors, I guess, white and the light blue, which for printing on various surfaces might be more affordable for different projects. And then, like Bill said, it's nice and clean and simple, so it doesn't lend itself to confusion when reading it or looking at it.
And a quick question to Asia's point. I like the blue color a lot, but we could change the color. They wouldn't always have to be the same, right? There's no reason why we couldn't, let's say we wanted to use a red umbrella. We wouldn't have to use the blue. What's your feeling on that, Scott?
I don't have an issue with it. I've kind of thought the same thing, either you're using reverse colors if you're using them, but in some instances the light blue might not look good on a light blue different right. color light blue umbrella. That would be kind of bad, so we wouldn't want to do that. So that's a very I think salient point. And that's internally we thought, yeah, we could use different colors. Thought we would kind of see where the commission went with it on that and what they liked and whether that made sense or not. So
yeah, I think it would be great to actually look at it and kind of put it on an umbrella, like a graphic umbrella, and just say, here are maybe some of the options. Mm-hmm. I don't want to restrict anything. I think I'm more into, I think the graphic, and we need to kind of figure the scale that it'll be on the umbrella, because I think it needs to be pretty big. So I think that next step is probably worthwhile. And I kind of like having multiple choices, multiple options. I think I like that.
What is it called when you have a design scheme or a design with all the different color options? Like when I do a presentation for my work, I have to use certain colors and certain text or font. I don't remember what it's called, but you have a set types of things you can use.
Yeah.
I don't know if the staff at the planning department are up for that, but
no, I mean, we would set that. I mean, this is the idea is like, hey, how does this look? And then we would probably turn this over to a sign company to kind of create that for us, and the scaling of it, and kind of look at have them. They're the experts. I'm not. We're not. This was done by our planning intern Allison Carly. So she did a great job, I thought. Super excited with what she came up with, and figured this was kind of step one, and then we kind of turned it over to the experts to kind of scale it and give us the color options and those types of things, and maybe like Commissioner Roshan said, we could come back when we're in person, because in a couple of meetings we will be, and we could have it on an umbrella and you could just see the different options on it, and we could go from there, I guess. I mean, it's kind of a cool idea, I think. So
yeah. Mike, we haven't heard from you. Do you have any comments on that?
Yeah, I think I heard Bill say he likes 3 and 4, but he'd prefer without the ring on 4. So I think I heard him say that. But with me, when it comes to seeing things, sometimes colors go together well or things go together well, and so you don't see it. So I'd like it, whatever we do, that's why I like the option of having some flexibility with the colors is to use a color that's going to pop out, that's going to show, versus, you walk right by it. I mean, I walk by most of the stuff that's already there. So whatever I do, I don't want to put something up that doesn't catch my eye. So that's what I'd like to see. But I do agree that 3 and 4 look pretty good. I'd like to see it without the ring as well, without that number 4 ring. That is that what you were talking about, Bill, the circle ring?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I just think it looks clean, simple, but again, and give us an option with colors, that way it can pop depending on where it's at, and with the colors we're using. So,
and it could be kind of cool. Yeah. You could actually almost, let's say it's on a blue umbrella, the circle, the background could almost be white, so that the text, but we'd have to test that to make sure it reads well, to your point. Yeah.
That's the main thing, is because like I said, right now I'm passing most of the stuff and not seeing anything, so for some reason, Scott and Cindy had to show me all the signs that were there because I wasn't seeing most of them.
You're probably not alone, Mike.
What's that? Yeah.
You're probably not alone.
And I had done it for years. The thing is that I just didn't, just passing right by them.
Well, that's
so whatever we do.
Part of why I think it's not a bad idea for us to suggest repeating that Coastal Commission design logo with the Morro Bay Harbor Walk title, mm-hmm. so mm-hmm. that you're not having too much, we can get into too much sign clutter with mm-hmm, a lot mm-hmm. of different signs, you know, well, here's the Harbor Walk. Well, here's the Coastal Access. Well, here's the new Morro Bay logo. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy to, of course, you know, share the ideas and information and get input from the Tourism Bureau mm-hmm. as well. But, you know, I think in terms of our job, which is to identify these public mm-hmm. open spaces that are basically part of and adjacent to the Harbor Walk, that you know, we can go ahead and recommend we look more closely at 3 and 4, look at some color and color ideas and on different backgrounds and move forward with that. What do you think, Scott?
No, I think it's great. I mean, this is kind of the fun stuff, right? You get to do a little mm-hmm. bit of, yeah. So, you know, I like bringing it forward. Glad to at least like a couple of the options that were here, and we'll kind of go the next step then, I think. Yeah. Happy to do that.
Great. All right. Well, that was a quickie. Any more comments on any of that? Nope. Okay. Moving on. Planning Commissioner comments and future agenda items. Anything anybody wants to bring up?
Well, Susan, I wanted to bring something up. But I didn't raise my hat, so excuse me. But, you know, we did continue the Public Benefit Committee discussion again, so maybe Scott can run down where we're at and what we talked about as a group.
Sure, Commissioner Rodriguez. Yeah. I did meet with the subcommittee and went over, you know, some they produced, again, it was about a 20-page document for consideration by the full commission. I reviewed it and provided some comments, had some questions, made some suggestions, and at this point, they're working on finalizing that so we can bring something back for the commission. Might be the next meeting or the meeting after that, depending on when I get it back from them. But certainly it's we're kind of winnowing in on a product that can be brought back before you. And hopefully it'll be at one of the next, you know, two meetings. I think that's kind of what we're shooting for at this point.
Yeah, and thanks, Scott, for putting the ball on the tee, because we do have a meeting tomorrow at 1 o'clock, the subcommittee. So we're going to take that next step, which is to review and finalize for you. So that should be happening soon. But we thought it would be better to take our time and try to produce a better product and rush through it. I think that was a consensus of the whole group, including Scott, is that we take some more time with it. So we did. Okay. So I just thought I'd tell the group that.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Anybody else? Okay. Then we will move on to the community development director comments. I know you mentioned we'll be going back to in-person meetings.
Yeah, kind of exciting, right? It'll be at our second meeting in April, so that'll be the 19th. We'll be at the Vets Hall. The city council is going to be the first to go public. That'll be at their meeting on the 12th, and then we'll follow again on the 19th. What else? Oh, we still have the city's the draft zoning code / coastal implementation plan. The latest iteration is being reviewed by the Coastal Commission right now, wanting to get their sort of final thumbs up on the formatting it, because we did change the format from when last they saw it. And we're hoping to get that back within the next 2 weeks. And if we were to do that, then you'd be seeing that at your second meeting in April, likely, which would be that meeting on the 19th where we're in person, which I think is also kind of exciting. But anyway, that's sort of the timeline we're looking at. It sort of depends on what we get back from Coastal, you know, whether they have changes or not and how fast we can make them if we need to and those types of things. But that is where that is sitting currently.
Great. Thank you. All right. Well, with that, it looks like we are ready to adjourn. Bill, who is on the East Coast, it's quite a bit later where you are. So you're probably ready for that.
Yeah, I'm ready for bed. But hey, Scott, does that mean I have to wear a clean shirt on the
19th? Yeah. You can wear whatever you want, Bill. You know, whatever.
And you know, they have a table with a curtain, so you can wear shorts or sweatpants or pajama bottoms.
Leave my sweats on. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Yeah, that just allows you to continue to look like everybody looks like on Zoom, right? You know, you're like business on top. And you know, like when I was at home, you know, for some of the meetings, you'd be wearing shorts and a button-down shirt, which always is a great look.
So we're going to find out how actually tall you are, Scott.
Yeah, that's right.
He's very tall.
He's very tall. Almost.
Hey, Scott, you know, the staff's going to have to make up some new nameplates.
We've already done that.
You've done it.
Guys,
you're going to be so excited. You have like your little official name as a commissioner.
We had to do it for not only commissioners, but also staff, because we have new staff as well.
Oh, that's true. All the new staff people.
Since last time we went. So, we've been getting all that squared away, and we're supposed to have some kind of training for the meeting, because I guess there's things that we have to do, because it's going to be a hybrid thing. We can actually Zoom in public that want to do that. And so that's something that will be coming up here for staff anyway.
Training on how to be in person.
I know you can't just click that button that says you can't see me or hear me right now.
We're all going to need a refresher course.
Susan, I don't want to backtrack, but you know, one of the ideas we had, and Joe can, you know, back me up on this, is we actually thought about presenting the public benefits, you know, item at the in-person meeting. We just thought would be a better, right, Joe? We just thought it would come over better versus doing it on Zoom. So we're actually may shoot for that tomorrow. We'll make the decision to probably do it in person if it'll work with Scott. I don't want to put too much on.
I completely forgot about that, Commissioner Rodriguez. Yeah. That's a good point. We did talk about that.
Because everybody really, I think everybody on the commission is interested in the public benefits component. So we just thought it would be better if we did it in a personal basis.
That'll be great. Yeah.
Okay. That's so we'll shoot for that then. If you guys want it that way, we'll shoot for the in-person meeting then for the benefits presentation. Is that all right, Joe? Is that about right, Joe?
Sounds good.
Excellent. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I just want to make sure. Okay. Good.
All right. Then I have about 6:40, 6:37, according to my computer. We will adjourn this meeting. Our next meeting is April 5th. It will still be via Zoom, and that will be our hopefully last opportunity to have a meeting via Zoom. I will see you all then at 6:00.
Thanks everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Great night.
See you later. Bye.
Bye.